Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, happy holidays. Thank you for checking us out again at the Transformation Cafe, Holiday Bouquet Cafe. And we, as one of our regular diners, we have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, happy holidays.
Oh, thank you very much. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle.
How are the holidays in Seattle? What's the weather going like in there?
It's clear and cold. But
What's cold?
During the day maybe 40 something, for mid 40s, and the night it's in the 30s to 20s.
Oh, okay.
It's a little chilly. It is winter,
it's
though.
A little
chilly. For December. Hard to believe.
Okay. And I am Robin Masevich. I'm here in Riverside, California, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe, and welcoming everybody who wants to join us. Or if you're listening in after with the on-demand, we thank you for checking out the show. And just a reminder to everybody who is listening, if you want to go ahead and get into the chat with the switchboard, you can call 646-727-3206. Or go ahead and check us online at Blog Talk Radio and get into the chat room. The chat room is open, and we're looking forward to any kind of comments or questions you might have, either for me or Jamie, or just kind of put out there in the air for any other listeners that are going on with that. So tonight I thought we would go ahead and talk a little bit about the holidays, of course, since we're getting down to, I think somebody was saying it's only, 20 days till Christmas? Is that right? I think,
right.
No, actually it's 19 days. 19 days before Christmas, and all through the house. Okay, no. Everybody was freaking out because they didn't know what they were going to get people. Okay. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about tonight. Lucy, see what you had for comments, and then if we have any other listeners who want to come in. Because, you know, one thing I really loved and encouraged with the Transformation Cafe is to come from a very light perspective, hopefully more of a spiritual perspective, and looking at different things that are going on in the world that are shifting and changing. And one thing that I'm noticing is the giving and receiving. And there seems to be a lot of conversation online and just talking to some of my friends about, proper gifting and when it comes to levels of gifts and things like that. And one thing that I was speaking to one of my friends the other day, and I was talking about how I have been having people asking me what I want for Christmas. And, you know, my whole feeling now is just to have what I need when I need it. So it's just a matter of, like, you know, being blessed by knowing that I can get food or I got gas or whatever I'm going to be needing. So just the basic comforts and having all that taken care of. And my friend was just saying, well, you know, when somebody asks you that, you know, they're wanting to go and get you something that would just make you happy. So you're really denying them the opportunity to be a cheerful giver. And so you need to be a cheerful receiver. And I was like, oh, okay. I hadn't really thought about it that way. I'm thinking I'm just, not wanting to be on a level of more than I need kind of thing. So what do you think of that, Jamie?
What if you have everything you need already, and it's hard to buy things for some people that have everything, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of in that space as well. You know, you get to a certain place in your life where, you know, the things you thought you wanted aren't necessarily as important, or just recognizing that those things just don't matter anymore. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Myself, I mean, anymore, it's like I don't want any more things. I have too many things. We have too much stuff. But maybe a gift card so they can buy something on their own, or maybe a handmade gift that's more personal, you know, something
yeah.
that may want to use or they can use in their daily routine or something, you know.
Right, because it's got that much more of a personality and,
right.
And just the generous, it's the time behind something instead of just, you know, and I'm also an agreeer about gift cards because, you know, it's nice sometimes just to go and you can get whatever you want. It's kind of a, you know. It's kind of like the old days when they used to have the shows where, you know, you got 30 seconds, run through the store and get whatever you want.
That was the shopping March free or something. I think I remember
or
that.
Or whatever. You know, that would be a fun show to bring back and have people where they could do that stuff. Because that was the grocery store stuff. You were supposed to get, I think didn't they give you like 3 minutes or something like that? And you're supposed to go around the grocery store and have as much value, like the
when
higher.
When had the most, win, I guess.
Did they do that with two groups, or was it just one person? I'm trying to remember. I think they did that where whatever you ended up getting in value in food, they would give you in cash. Is that right? I think so. Because I remember they would always go and get the hams.
The hams and meats.
The hams were super expensive.
Right.
Yeah, the sardines and the caviar and things like that. Stuff that was expensive.
That was
the bottles of wine and things like that. Yeah.
Sweep.
Food Market Sweep. Oh, my gosh. You remember
sweep.
The name of that show.
Well, it was a long time ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I watched a lot of TV when I was little.
I know. That's one of the ones my mom and dad would like, especially my mom. She enjoyed watching that show. So, of course, I would get addicted to that stuff. And this was just like The Price is Right. My mom. Oh, my gosh. Her day didn't go right unless she watched The Price is Right.
Right.
It was like part of her routine and her fix every day to... You know, not necessarily because it was Bob Barker, but I don't know. She just really enjoyed watching that show. So it's kind of like, every time I see that, it's kind of a sweet thing. Reminds me of my mom. So that's always a fun thing. So
I guess
if
you were to ask somebody if they actually wanted something specific, I guess you could do that. But then it kind of takes the kind of surprise out of it. But you're still gifting somebody with something.
Yeah. Well, like I know when my kids were little, I would always have them make a wish list.
Ooh, that's
and I
a good
said,
one.
Make your wish list. Yeah, make your wish list, and you know, hopefully Santa will be able to get you a couple things that it's on your wish list. So it's not a matter
right.
of like everything that you want; it's just things you wish you could have, kind of thing. So I guess maybe
now,
that's the kind
now
of thing.
That they're all now that you're they're all grown up now. What do they want now?
Well, I don't even ask them for wish list. I try to decide what they're going to get. So, actually, if they're more like the high-ticket items, like one wants a cell phone and one likes a, you know, down here in California, you can get season passes to go to Disneyland. You get like a year pass kind of thing. And,
wow.
You know, it's over it's over $200, but just the ability to go to Disneyland pretty much whenever you want, it's pretty cool. It's definitely a different kind of experience instead of trying to cram everything in one day. You could go for 3 or 4 hours, enjoy where you are, and then... It's like these little mini vacations, you know, it's like a little break from the,
I remember one Christmas we went and this was a while back and I think we went 2 days and the first day we walked around for like 8 hours and the second day we walked around for like 12 and I was tired of the place after that. And of course it was during the Christmas holiday. So there was just seas of people. You couldn't even, I mean, it was, oh. That was a lot of fun. Maybe I need to go when it's not so.
Yeah, we went the other day because there's a, you know, after about the 12th of December, your regular California cardholders are have a blackout, so it costs like an extra $40 to go ahead and go for that day if you want to. So it's like, what's the point of that? You know, yeah. So and they have really a wonderful fireworks show that's right over the Cinderella's castle.
Right.
We wanted to go check out. Yeah, so we went to go see that the other night. And we were sitting next to a couple that had come from Hawaii, and the lady was really kind of disappointed. She said, I thought it wouldn't be so busy. And I'm like, oh, no. Christmas is always busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a thing. It's a tradition that Walt Disney started back in the day. The first weekend in December, they have what they call the candlelight ceremony. And the candlelight is basically... you try out all these different churches, larger churches that have choral groups, high schools. They've all basically send in an audition tape, and then there's a certain percentage of them that gets accepted, and then they come perform at Disneyland. So it's pretty cool. it's quite the honor to be accepted and all that. And I was very fortunate because both of my daughters, when they were in school, they were fully involved in choir all 4 years that when they were going. So they both went at least a couple times. And they got to go to Disneyland.
Cool.
You get a free, yeah, you perform all day long, and then they give you a ticket where you can come back and you basically have a full day for free at Disneyland because you performed.
Oh.
So it's a pretty good deal. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And we had passes. Yeah, we had passes, so on you know, Saturdays are always usually dark, so you can't go on Saturdays, which is good anyway because it's usually a busy day anyway. So we went on Sundays, and we'd watch some perform and stuff and then hang out and stuff. So we didn't get to...
Speaking of blackout, how was the... there was quite a storm that went through California and wind and... were you caught in that? Did you get some of that?
What was interesting about that is, like, for the past, what, I don't know, 6-8 months, we've been talking about how the jet stream has shifted, and since the, you know, the poles have shifted, the airstream has actually moved, and it's actually moved about 70 miles above the Inland Empire here in Southern California, and it's moved up into the L.A. Pasadena area.
Oh, right. They got really bad up there.
They got what we would have normally had when there was that kind of a Santa Ana condition going on.
Right.
So it was really interesting to see it from that, you know, having it move up into the L.A. area more.
That storm itself was quite through Arizona and Utah and had quite a bit of destruction with the wind. And now it's,
I was watching the weather the other day, it was like almost covered the whole country.
Right.
Just watch it moving across. It was just this huge band of weather that just was moving from the west to the east coast.
I know.
Very
interesting. In New Mexico and Arizona, they had the snow and the wind, like not a little early for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they were saying they had, 18 inches in Albuquerque. And you can relate to that, having that kind of – and they don't get snow like that. It's not that heavy.
Not like that, but it does snow there, you know. And
it's not so much
that they close down the interstates and stuff. So that's a pretty major thing.
Yeah, that's very major for them because usually it's not going to be something that really it slows people down, but it doesn't stop people. And with Pasadena going out, there were some people, depending on where they had down power lines and things like that, some people were out of electricity for 2 days.
Right.
So, and the day after that major Santa Ana came through, a lot of the schools in that area, they basically, you know, they were just like whole districts were closed. Because of the fact of either not having power or they had so much damage around the school sites and stuff like that, where they were concerned for the kids' safety because there were still, issues of electricity, a little bit wild electricity and stuff going on.
Well, I just wondered.
So they definitely had it. So I was watching, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He's one of the ones on America's Got Talent. And when his last name is Pierce. Anyway, he's got his own show now. He was asking one of the weather guys the other day, and he says, "How come Americans are so love to talk about the weather?" And the guy who was talking says, "Well, you know, when you go to England, it's foggy and cloudy. I mean, that's about their weather. So they don't really have these vast changes and things like that." So, and of course, America is such a vast. Landscape that, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff happening simultaneously, and sometimes it can be pretty extreme. So, yeah, just like this wind and stuff like that the other day. But, luckily, you know, not too many people, if at all, got hurt, and there was some damage. But I've heard going up to the Pasadena area, it definitely is almost like a war zone going on there. So,
well, lots of trees and stuff that are probably old that were blown over.
Yeah. I think we have Miss Gloria on the line. Hey, Miss Gloria.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I am good. It's nice to hear you both.
Yeah. So can you get, we have Miss Gloria on the line. Miss Gloria's down in the San Diego area. We're having a holiday show and kind of jumping around on topics here. We were started talking about giving and receiving, and now we're talking about the weather in Pasadena. So there you go. We're jumping around tonight, so that's good.
That was my fault.
So that's good. No, that's okay. Jamie was asking some questions, so that's good. So I was getting back to the whole idea of giving and receiving, and I'd had a friend of mine ask me about the fact that I've had people ask me what I wanted, and I was like, oh, I really don't want anything. I want to have it where I can just get what I need and keep things simple. And then my friend was saying, well, you know, you're really denying that other person the joy of giving to you. You know, it's like being a joyful giver and also a joyful receiver, because really you can't have one without the other.
So, well,
you have any thoughts about that?
Well, keeping that we all want a state of abundance,
mm-hmm.
I would say that the idea of allowing somebody to give is adding to that state of abundance, because a lot of people will look at receiving as more of a lack state because you want to receive something that you don't have. So if you start focusing on the joy of the giver, then you're able to focus more on that state of abundance.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good point. I was reading an article from Elizabeth Gilbert, and she was talking about how she, all of her life, she'd been a very generous giver. And then she realized that as she got older, her pocketbook got tighter because, you know, she was no longer being on TV shows and stuff. And she wound up changing her life, and then people around her got changed. And she really recognized on a certain level that she was denying these people that were friends of hers of solving some situations that they really needed to do themselves, because she would basically go in and rescue them and fix some things for them. She'd pay off credit card bills and all different kinds of stuff for people, and finance dream projects and stuff, instead of having it where people had to, you know, to come up with the means on that. She basically was just a Santa Claus that came up and solved all these problems for people. And in the long run, she recognized on some levels that she was kind of a destiny disruptor, because of, you know, having it come in. But I look at that too, and I'm like, if they would have not had her in their lives if she wasn't someone who would have done that anyway. Because I really think on some levels, everything's, you know, is divine order to have things like that happening. So I guess a lot of it's perspective.
It is, because if you didn't, you know, anytime you have a choice presented to you, depending upon which choice you take, because those people didn't have to receive whatever it was that mm-hmm. she was giving. They could have said, no, thank you, I'm going to choose this other avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I heard a quote that said, when we try to please everyone, we really can't give our best to anyone. I thought that was a good quote. So it really shows on a certain level. Huh?
That's because they had the T-R-Y word in there.
I know the T-R-Y should be, I don't know, they should figure out how to make it a four-letter word instead of just three. Oh, I'm always catching myself, because, you know, we've talked before about the power of words, and, you know, as you think and speak, you know, those things can dynamically come back to, you know, bless or haunt you, depending what you're focusing on. And that same thing with that word try. I mean, I always catch myself right before I'm going to say the word try and go, okay, I'm seeking, I'm, you know, trying to come up with other words besides try. So there you go. Because then when you try, you're never going to get it done, because you keep trying, you know.
But you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing. That's right. I'm doing, not doing. There is no try. Yeah, okay. Okay, Yoda. There we go.
Dude, no try.
Yeah, the Star Wars is good. The whole, what is it, six episodes? They're going to be bringing it out in 3D.
Oh, boy.
I know. Mm. Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the movies. No, it's 3D.
3D.
So there you go. Everything
flat on its face.
Yeah, 3D is, you know what, but I went to go see Hugo on Thanksgiving, and it's actually one of the first movies that the 3D was used very effectively. It really enhanced.
They really used 3D this time instead of just saying that they did. It's kind of like the organic.
No,
food.
He really did. Yeah, they really did. They really did, because, you know, part of the story is moving through a railroad station and all that, and you really have a different sense of the depth and everything when the way that Corsese used the 3D.
Right.
It was very effective with that.
And that's one of the things. If it were truly 3D, I have no problem paying the extra money.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, you know, all of these earlier movies that have been 3D, they don't really show 3D. The only one so far that I've seen had been the Owl movie where you actually had 3D going on.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing computer animation. Did you see that one, Jamie?
I saw the preview, but we didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay, what was that called? What was that called, Gloria? Do you remember?
That was a long title.
The Tale of Googleagan, or no, it was. You know, I'm gonna botch it, so I don't even want to try. I already tried. Okay.
Now you're gonna have to go look it up.
Now I'm gonna have to go look it up. Yeah, because it was bugging me. But the detail on the owls and the storyline and everything was just amazing. Just the sense of flight and the way that they handled all that. So if you have not gone to see that movie, that was really good. That was out a couple years ago. I remember that, too, because the trailers were just so impressive that you thought, gosh, how could the movie itself be, you know, more than the trailers? And it really was. That's one thing with Hugo. The trailer for Hugo just really doesn't give you an idea of what the movie's about, unfortunately. You know, once you get into the movie and you settle in, it takes a long time to develop the storyline and the characters, too, which I think is really good. Because that's always a good movie that takes the time to really set the tone of, like, what's going on and who are these people. You know, it gives you just that much more depth to a movie.
Unlike most movies where they have all the good scenes in the trailer, so.
Yeah. I mean, some of these movies, you know, you've got like a, what, 30-second trailer, and it's like, okay, I've seen the movie. That's good. Okay.
You're like, those were the good scenes in it.
Yeah. And I've heard the Muppet movie is really good this time.
Right.
I've been getting really good reviews with the Muppets. Yeah. And I'm happy about that because I always enjoy the Muppets. So
and
it's always
fun,
you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I can remember being little and coming home from school, like I think it was first or second grade, and I was like one of the only ones because I have four sisters. I was the only one who could come home at lunch. And so it would be me and my mom. She would make me lunch, and I got to sit and watch Sesame Street. It was kind of new. Yeah, so it was like this big thing for me. I was like, hoo-hoo, I get the TV all by myself. I got my own lunch.
All right.
It's one of the great memories of my childhood, let me tell you. I get to have Mom making me lunch, and I get to watch Sesame Street. So, you know, me and Cookie Monster, there you go. We're having a good time. Life is good. So what are you wanting for Christmas, Miss Gloria, since we're kind of talking about being generous and having people, you know, wanting to shower us with abundance, and we say yes.
I want a DVD called Quantum Communications.
Quantum Communications. And who is that by?
I don't have it in front of me. I have it on my computer as far as, you know, where to buy it and all of that. But, you know, if you're offering, I'm more than happy to send it to you.
Quantum, okay, I'm going to write this down. Quantum, okay, you know. And then, and I'm thinking, okay, hopefully in the future she'll want to share it back with me. So there we go, okay. Do you ever do that? Do you, like, you think of a gift for somebody that you know they'd enjoy, and then you're like, gosh, if they had that, then that would be cool for me too.
Well, you know, that particular DVD is so incredible. It's probably about 2 hours long, and it's the sister or the relative, a close relative to What the Bleep. It talks about the physiological abilities to be able to have metaphysical skills as well as the scientific rationale behind telepathy. It's very great. It's a scientific DVD. It's awesome.
Well, and just to kind of back up for a second, What the Bleep, we want to tell them what the bleep is about, too.
Do you remember What the Bleep?
I remember What the Bleep, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So What the Bleep
to be able to define that for people who have never heard of it.
Well, it was a movie that when I went to see it, it was a scientific description of information that I always wished I could be able to explain to people about what I just knew intuitively as to how certain things in the way the world worked did. And I honestly, I would like you to be able to give your take on it because I don't know. That's why I love the movie because it was so challenging for me to explain things to people that I knew that I could do and that I knew about the world. Couldn't put it into words.
Yeah, well, that's you know, that's like, wow, that's a very vague way of describing it, but yet profound, okay? What's the belief for me, you know, it's been a while since I watched it, but it's just like with Gloria's, what she's saying is it's the way that our minds connect information and make it to where we formulate it on multiple levels simultaneously. So it's being able to define that in a way that, you know, this is like it makes you look at stuff and go, oh, that's why I know that what I know on that level. Being able to connect things on that level. It's like using all the different things that we've learned and being able to channel that into something that would be basic, clear information. So that was a big description, too. So there you go.
Well, that's why that movie was so wonderful, because it really put it into terms that anybody who went in to see it, they could go, they would have that light bulb that would go on, and they would have that.
Oh, yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know how to articulate it, like you're saying. What's the one that's about the heart being the main you know, terminal for all of our information? There's another one out this similar to what the belief, and then this one, quantum communication, but it's focusing on the heart and all the research and stuff that they've done on a physical and then on an emotional level of what happens energetically with the heart and how it takes in all different levels of information for us. It's very, very interesting. I'm trying to remember the name of that one too, but it's in the same genre. Huh?
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay, that one's an excellent
movie
too, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. Yeah, we'll have to do some homework for next time. But that is a really interesting one. It's the same thing. You hear about this, and it talks about how the heart itself has a brain, and from the heart communicating with itself, it goes up to what we perceive as the brain, and then goes into a really lovely explanation about even every cell within our body has a brain. So when it talks about a sense of thinking and knowing, our whole body does that simultaneously. And
Was that the follow-up to What the Bleep?
I think it was a follow-up one, yeah, because it expands on that whole What the Bleep is. And it goes to a level of, you know, our sense of knowing and what that looks like. So, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of that one. But it's the same thing where it has to do with, you know, the heart wisdom and how that is. And actually, we've had a guest on that has a book called Heart Wisdom, and it's based on some of that research and stuff that's in that movie. So it's a really good book to check that out. It's the same thing, too, what you're talking about. It's just like, I sensed that. I knew that about myself. Because, you know, they always say, you know, the longest distance in the world is between the heart and the head and the heart. And I think it's, 12 inches or 15 inches from the head to the heart. But yet, if we come to our heart first and our sense of knowing, it's kind of like when you go to your gut when it comes to senses of having things be on an intuitive level. It's like everybody always says, you know, what does your gut say kind of thing? And being able to move that up into just a different level of expansion when it comes to sensing of knowing and trusting yourself on a level that, you know, the heart does know. It knows on multiple levels simultaneously. So it's being able to just gently tune into that on a level and really, you know, work with that. So it's just like anything else. It's like, you know, when you're weightlifting or just, you know, utilizing yourself for fitness in a new way. It's getting used to having that. It's something you use for yourself. So, well, like always, 30 minutes just goes super fast here, guys.
Way short.
Yeah, we're down to about our last, 60 seconds here. So thank you, Gloria, for coming on. Gosh, it's nice to have you back and hanging out for a little while.
It was so awesome to be able to be here.
Yeah, and as always, thank Mr. Jamie. He's always my guy I can count on for visiting a regular diner here at the cafe. That's awesome.
Going up to the table here.
So we just want to remind everybody that you can go to our Transformation Dash Cafe for different information, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining us.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.